Last week, elections in the UK saw a huge defection from Conservative and Labour parties. UKIP, a party opposed to the European Union, surged from just 2 seats to more than 150 seats. Now, of course, the mainstream media glibly dismissed them as, wait for it, racists. But actually, they're just opposed to globalist control. And that doesn't make them xenophobes or racists. Now, one mainstream media, The Economist, got it right. They said throughout Europe, broadly anti-EU parties are rising as an indictment of the European Union, a project that millions of voters have come to associate with hardship and failure. They said this is an issue of democracy, not of economics. Voters are not impressed when they toss out an incumbent government, only to be told by the EU that its replacement must stick to the same fiscal rules and economic policies. And we've seen that happen in Greece and in Italy, where an Italian member of the European Parliament, Borghezio, pointed out Mario Monti, and he's the Goldman Sachs banker who replaced a democratically elected prime minister, and Italian Minister Letta are members of Bilderberg, and Renzi, the current prime minister, is their puppet. That's right, Bilderberg. It's not just where European political puppets go to get their job, but it's also where American presidential hopefuls go to audition for their job.
Bilderberg always insists on a media blackout. By June of 2008, we had already figured out that Barack Obama was the elite's puppet of choice. The national media claimed that during the weekend the Bilderberg group was scheduled to meet, that Obama had speaking engagements set for Chicago and the Midwest. We knew better. In a classic bait-and-switch, the Obama campaign told the press corps to get on Obama's campaign plane and that Obama would join them on the flight to Chicago. Campaign staff then slammed the door shut. The fawning press had been shanghaied as Obama's campaign aircraft lifted off without Obama. The Bilderberg Group sits at the top of the world power structure. 125 of the richest and most influential individuals on the globe make up its membership.
But the European Union itself, as well as the unified currency of the euro, were planned in the 1950s at Bilderberg. As the chairman of Bilderberg, Davignon bragged about in 2009, that's why the Italian MEP Borghezio called Bilderberg the root of all evil, and other prominent Italians have called for a criminal investigation of Bilderberg. Well, as bad as the EU has been for Europe, Bilderberg has plans for America as well. That's what TAFTA, the Transatlantic Free Trade Agreement, as well as TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, will do to America. Now, one will unite us to Europe, the other will unite us to Asia. Both of them will destroy our economy as well as our sovereignty, putting us under the rule of globalist corporations and bankers. But of course, the mainstream media has for decades pretended that Bilderberg doesn't even exist. They've ridiculed Jim Tucker, Daniel Estulin, Alex Jones, and others who reported on Bilderberg. Even last year, Alex Jones was ridiculed as an idiot and a conspiracy theorist on the BBC for his coverage of last year's Bilderberg meeting in the UK. There may be a conspiracy, but it's not a theory. As Paul Joseph Watson reported just last week, a Berlin-based magazine, Cicero, quoted a Bilderberg member as saying, "Those sentences which really matter are being spoken at Bilderberg. You learn an incredible amount. Davos, in comparison, is pure PR talk." Now, of course, the mainstream media will be all over the economic summit at Davos, but the question is, will they even show up to the Bilderberg meeting? We want to bring them out of the shadows. We want to shine the light on them. That's why, when they meet this week in Copenhagen, the InfoWars team will be there. Paul Joseph Watson, Josh Owens, and I will be giving you coverage there. Join us. Help us bring this into the light and expose what's being done in secret as the most powerful politicians and corporate leaders meet to plan a global agenda.
celebrate the spirit of freedom and liberty upon which our nation was founded at InfoWarsShop.com. Molon Lave is ancient Greek for come and take it. This popular design combines both classic Greek Spartan imagery with modern M16 assault rifles. Now available in women's tees and proudly made in the USA. And now you can protect yourself from corrupt cops with the InfoWars dash cam. It's your car's black box that records all that the driver sees and hears. And introducing the Block It Pocket. It renders your phone undetectable while protecting your private data and your health. Or take back your privacy and protect your personal information by getting your very own detractor cell phone pouch. So get incredibly high quality freedom-based products and help fund the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.